Any nation that sends brave men and women into harm's way must stand with them upon their return. That is why, since taking office, the Government of Canada has made numerous improvements to support and services for veterans. New improvements include almost $4.7 billion to enhance benefits, programs, and services for veterans and their families. We've also worked hard to ensure that close to 90% of the department's budget goes toward direct services and support for veterans. 90% of veterans come home without any need from Veterans Affairs, but not all veterans make a smooth transition. Some become at risk or homeless. Our government is dedicated to ensuring that all our veterans get the assistance they need and deserve. For these veterans, we have made a series of improvements to the enhanced new Veterans Charter. The Charter now provides a comprehensive suite of tools and help to meet their needs. These benefits include income replacement that ensures their annual income does not fall below 75% of their pre-release military salary. The minimum pre-tax salary is being set at $42,426. For veterans whose permanent and severe injuries have meant lost job opportunities, we now provide an additional monthly financial benefit of up to $1,709. In the event that a veteran has been severely injured in the service of Canada and cannot find suitable employment on a permanent basis because of those injuries, an additional monthly support of $1,047 is available. Veterans who have completed rehabilitation and are able to work but have not been able to find a job or have a low-paying job may also receive a tax-free monthly payment of up to $2,593, plus an additional $328 per dependent child. We provide a one-time tax-free award for injuries up to a maximum of $298,587 and up to $194 per month for wear and tear on specially maintained clothing to support a disability. Veterans and their families may also benefit from a range of other programs offered by Veterans Affairs Canada and the Department of National Defense. The Government of Canada is also partnering with community-based organizations to help deliver services to our most vulnerable veterans. However, dollars simply are not enough. The programs and services available to veterans and their families need to be easily accessible. That's why we've made it our priority to cut red tape and streamline access to these important programs. We have significantly improved communication between veterans and their department, saving untold hours for those accessing services. We have improved the process for the acclaimed Home and Grounds Maintenance Program. Veterans may now receive upfront payments with no waiting to be reimbursed. And we have simplified and even eliminated complicated forms so that veterans receive the support they need more quickly. Through our innovative partnership with Service Canada, veterans and their families also now have access to over 600 points of service nationwide for basic information or help with applications. Further, through our new online tools, such as the Veterans Benefit Browser and an improved personalized online account, our veterans and their families can access the information they need simply and quickly from wherever they are in the world. While the opposition parties continually vote against our efforts to increase support and services for veterans, the Conservative government will stick to delivering real results for those who serve Canada in uniform and their families. I'm Gary Breitkreutz, Member of Parliament for Yorkton-Melville, wishing you a good day.